They're the boys in the back room. We have a guy who works in the back, Eric Jones. He's the big German. Be nice to Marvin. He'll be taking your calls today. A couple of weeks ago, Dylan was getting us breakfast. Now he's doing graphics on this program. You know who? Blame Mario.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, the backroom guys are not allowed to eat until 12:15.
You are now listening to the 12:15 Club.
Welcome back to another edition of the 12:15 Club. Ariel here, joined as always by Dylan Graphics Guy, Marvin the Print, Eric McGerman, P.A. Ray. I don't know what Dan was talking about that I was whining last week.
You don't know?
No, I don't.
Your silence was deafening.
Yeah, because I was trying to ask a question and these two knuckleheads kept interrupting me.
That's not what you called us.
I'm trying to keep it PG so Marvin doesn't have much editing
Peace
to do.
Peace, King.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it nice for Marvin.
Hold on, sorry. Not to cut you off, but Eric, you hit it on the head. I love Luciano from Brooklyn, but I don't like this him going at Andrew in Washington. Like, why?
That's two calls in a row.
That's two calls in a row. Like,
yeah, going hard, too.
Yeah. Like, this whole caller-on-caller beef, no. Save that for chat row.
Yeah.
Caller on caller crime, and then today you hung up on...
Oh, that was brother on brother crime. Oh, man. Yeah. Ken from Atlanta. If anybody knows Ken from Atlanta, forgive me. I thought he was done because it's so funny. When you're running the board with the phones, whenever Dan says, thank you, whoever, I normally think, all right, that was it. And he asked him another question because Dan rarely asks a follow-up question to someone that's calling in.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, I felt so bad. I tweeted. I was like, Ken in Atlanta, call back. I felt bad.
You never do that to James in Virginia. Just saying.
Nah. He used to.
Yeah.
That's white collar crime.
Yeah. It's amazing. I was going to say when James in Virginia called today and he was raving about the Atlanta Falcons and what they did, I was like, on brand.
Yeah.
You love Atlanta.
Yeah.
It's one brand.
When he was calling in about Dan's deals the other day, I thought that was hilarious. Yeah. He's a funny guy. What's up, Ray? What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
That's so funny.
I thought that was funny.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, that's why I laughed.
That's awkward. Okay.
Yeah, he's been sitting here. Ray's been sitting here just making weird faces.
Hold on, but to go back. No, minutes. Everybody, hold on. Hey, this is Marvin Prince from the Dan Patrick Show. I'm going to take charge. All right, so last week... Mario was having some issues.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by issues, he wasn't talking.
Yeah, I was upset.
I think he was trying. He was quote unquote trying to ask a question, but
not quote unquote, was trying to ask a question.
He was trying.
Oh, he was trying. But look, we were just giving each other a hard time.
Not each other, just me.
Having some fun.
Not each other, just me.
No, I said so. I said something to Derek, I think.
I don't think so.
Probably.
We may have to go back and listen to the tapes, but
I got the documents right here.
So how are you feeling today, though?
I feel better today. I think I spoke to Dylan for the first time yesterday since last week.
Which is funny because it took me about 4 days to even notice that Mario... I was in the quote-unquote Thunderdome, yeah. Which is what Mario... Well,
you're in the Thunderdome.
Which is basically like once a month when Mario has a little, you know, week-long...
Bit.
Period no of fit. Time,
no.
We'll say.
No.
He likes to put people in the Thunderdome, which is just he doesn't talk to them, which largely goes unnoticed. But you know what? As a friend, I was like, what's wrong, Rio? And you were upset, Rio. So I said, sorry, Rio.
Yeah, last week you pissed me off.
We did talk about it Friday. I drove you home and you're like, do you think I'm going to be in the Thunderdome, Rio? And I was like, maybe. And you're like, okay, we'll cross that path when we get here.
You send me a text at like, 2 o'clock, maybe?
Yeah, I said some sorry. It was a nice text.
Sorry, Rio.
And I ignored you.
Yeah, I didn't care. Yeah,
he texted him after the show.
No, not about that.
No, he texted me about something unrelated to the show around 2 o'clock on Friday, 3 o'clock Friday.
Oh.
You are such a girl, though. You would keep read receipts on your text, so you can be like...
I don't even know I have read receipts on.
That's a
you do.
Absolute lie.
No, I don't. I swear.
You
1,000%
do.
Really?
I swear
I'll
to God.
Check right now.
You do.
No, I didn't even know... He's saying that I have read receipts. I didn't even know that
yeah, so
I have
tell
read receipts.
That you read it and ignored it, and I was like, whatever.
Let's see when I read it.
Yeah, you have them on.
I
sent you a text yesterday and it says read yesterday.
I want to see. I didn't know that I had read receipts on, to be completely honest, whether you guys want to believe that or not.
So what are we learning about here?
I'm not really sure.
The thing you texted me yesterday was funny. Not fit for air, but yeah, that was funny. I laughed.
Thanks for bringing it up on air.
Well, I just looked at it and it said red.
Oh, how do you do that?
Oh, what was it?
It's about you being
Nope.
It was definitely about Dylan.
Damn, that's not nice, guys.
Damn, the Thunderdome is ruthless.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't want to get too close.
So anyways, I was saying, if you get caught in Mario's Thunderdome, you're doomed.
Yeah.
Who's been in the Thunderdome the most, Dylan or Ty?
Ty hasn't really been in the Thunderdome.
You went like 2 weeks without talking to him. You're like, hey, no. Dylan, tell Tyler.
Dylan and Tyler went a couple weeks without talking to each other. Thunderdome me.
Oh, yeah.
That may be the record for Thunderdome.
That actually, I did think, I eventually was just like, all right, I've had enough. Because it actually got more annoying than just talking to him. Because Tyler would started to crack.
Every single day, he'd walk in and say, what's up, Dil?
Yeah.
And you'd just ignore him.
The silent treatment does work. It is really irritating to be on the receiving end of. Not in this instance, because I didn't really care, but like...
Yeah, it does.
To be clear, it's irritating on both ends, especially in the middle.
Well, yeah, Derek, Tyler would come into the control room and be like, sup, Dil? And Eric's just sitting there the whole time. I'm not saying a word.
Yeah, it was a great time.
Eric like went away for a couple days just to avoid that. I think that's when you were in Ireland scouting.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I got to leave the country. The Thunderdome is too strong.
Too much.
Its force field extends far beyond these walls.
Mark?
I know this might be a quote-unquote, not maybe a hot take, but I'm kind of happy the NFL draft is over.
Wow. Hot. Why?
Because it's not a game.
It's pretty anticlimactic.
Right. It's all of this lead up to just saying, we're taking this person.
I do have to say, if you're watching day three of the draft on TV from start to finish,
there's something wrong with
there's
you.
There's something wrong with you.
I do that religiously.
It's not point surprising. Points proven perfectly.
Yeah. I love the draft.
Nope, on brand.
Okay.
You're going to watch this 280th pick?
I'll for sure watch the second, third round. Like, I'll sit down and watch it, and then 4, 5, 6, like,
you know what?
7, I'll watch.
Not to cut you off, Ray, but I'm going to cut you off because it's about me. So,
big time.
Yeah.
Martin.
Look, I don't want to say it. Look, I just got a new car. I'm
it's
balling.
The second time you said it in the show.
Yeah.
What's that?
The show's about me.
Yeah.
Oh,
which is actually the complete opposite because it's about the backroom guys, and you're a Danette now. So
that is something to consider.
Yeah.
He's transitioning, Rio.
Yep.
Am I?
These are some real Danette vibes you're giving us right now.
Caught off a hype.
Wow. I'm sorry. But anywho, like I was saying before, so with the draft, I just like to see who my team picked. And then I just go back to whatever I was doing.
Same.
Right? Like, you know, the Ravens drafted X, Y, and Z. Okay, good. We needed a linebacker. Or the 49ers, like when they drafted Trey Lance, I was like, why? Or why would you trade up?
I'll wait to see if the guy they drafted in the sixth round pans out on the team before I
like,
care.
Let me see if he makes the team. Right. Let me see if he makes the team. I can't stand that. Oh, fifth round pick, we select, you know, Jimmy Lipper. Oh, okay. All right. We needed an OT. Okay. We need some depth there. I was like, look, I like football.
The most annoying part of the draft for me, and it's kind of just what we do in media, is that, or what the media does, is they create all these narratives, all these mock drafts, all these, you know, trades, and none of them happened yesterday. All these guys were supposed to be traded up for. You're expecting all this chaos, and it was
anticlimactic.
It was relatively boring.
It's the lead up.
Didn't Oz the Mentalist pick like the first 13 guys, right? Did you see that?
No.
Mm-mm.
You know that dude? They bring him into like the NFL teams and stuff. He's like
he was with the Jets last year.
Gypsy or a witch or something. And he predicted the first 13 picks like in a row.
Including Michael Penix?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's insane. That payout is really nice.
I think he did it on ESPN. I don't know. I saw something on Instagram. But
really?
That's probably by far the closest.
Why doesn't he do like the lottery or something?
I don't know.
Something like more
really important. A waste of your talent.
Oh, for sure.
I can't pick the lottery numbers, but I can tell you the first 13 players in the 2024 NFL draft will be.
Well,
but
technically, you could bet them and make some money.
True.
Maybe.
Actually, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
Yeah. Right. Don't do this.
Although, I guess we don't know for sure that he didn't.
Well, I don't think they have, betting props in Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on.
Maybe not. Also, Fritzy.
What about him? we haven't had him on in a while.
Why are you... You know what? I love Fritzy, but Fritzy treats this podcast like it's his personal shrink couch.
Which couldn't be entertaining, or...
Well, when the big German has to say, Todd, Todd, relax.
And so, and Todd's like,
when did
Derek?
I become in charge of Todd?
But sometimes, in this case, yeah. like it's one of those like, all right, let's reel it back in. Yeah. Let's all right.
Okay,
no,
all right.
No bathroom humor or bathroom talk. And then the first thing that happens is he talks about it, and we're just like,
I actually like the bathroom talk, but that's just me.
That makes one of you.
Yeah, that makes one of you. So
we had a busy week.
The motorcycle guy.
Yeah, we had the...
Oh, Ricky Carmichael.
motorcycle guy.
Ricky Carmichael here. Mm-hmm. So we taped that yesterday, mm-hmm. and then it aired today. Mm-hmm.
On Peacock.
It did. Mm-hmm. That was busy because the motorcycle came, and there's a lot of just back and forth trying to figure that out before, a lot of logistics. More than... It probably looked like on air. It was, like, it didn't look like it really would take much to get that done, but it was a lot. And then, I don't know, we had like a couple of tapings.
It felt like a long week.
And then we had like the Dan's Deal stuff, mm-hmm. which, you know, that kind of was kind of second half of the week kind of came in a little late.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way necessarily, but like, we had the stuff, and we're kind of waffling a little bit on what we wanted to do, and then it was like, all right, this is what we're going to do. Some Super Bowl prep stuff.
How'd that go? Promising?
Derek.
I mean, the Super Bowl's 100% happening.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. For sure. I confirmed.
Okay. Good.
Nolens. Like, the game itself.
Yeah, no, I know what you meant.
Yeah. and...
New Orleans should be fun, though.
I know. Well, I'm supposed to go down there in a few weeks, mm-hmm. and my wife, as Marvin would say, is not happy because it's her favorite U.S. city that we've been to.
Really?
And she's like, wait, so you're going to go when I'm 8 months pregnant?
What's the...
Can you even go, Derek?
Me?
Yeah.
Of course.
I mean, I'm not pregnant. I mean, I look it, but I'm not.
Well, I was gonna volunteer as tribute if you had to stay home for Derek Jr.
What's the at restaurant that you say is top-notch in New Orleans?
Well, I talk about Drago's for the oysters.
Yeah, which, I think that's it.
Yeah, but I can't eat them anymore.
Why? They have dairy?
And cheese, yeah.
Oh, maybe they can do them without cheese.
I had them once, too. It wasn't good.
No. Wasn't the same.
No.
You get good po' boys down there.
You can. I have had many a po' boy.
I can't wait to go down. I can't wait to go down to New Orleans.
Yeah.
My wife is treating these like, like when we went to Las Vegas, I was like, I've never been to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Well, come on then. I was like, look, you just pay for your flight and pay for every, like, you know, and then you could just stay in my room or Dylan's room.
She'd say it in mine, yeah.
Okay.
The theme for Vegas was betting. Is it just going to be eating in New Orleans?
And beads.
There are casinos in Nolens.
Yeah.
Yes, there
river,
are.
The river
one,
right? I think there's two. Harris?
I've never been.
Harris? You never been to New Orleans?
So, like,
never
if you've seen, like, Ozark, it's kind of like that type of John, I feel like.
Never seen it.
Never been to New Orleans either, have you?
No, I watched the TV show.
Ozark?
Marty Bird?
Yeah.
Not at all.
I did zero research into that. I just assumed.
Raymond O'Chow, please. So,
have you been to New Orleans, Mark?
I have, but I went there when I was 18, and I went on a family reunion.
Yeah.
So I really couldn't, you know, indulge.
That was like Vegas, right? You had only gone there when you were young.
Right, when I was young. And I was like, great. My family's the worst.
What's the best city that you've done for Super Bowl, Eric?
In terms of what?
In terms of overall, fun. Everything included.
The show?
Yeah, remove the show from it.
Oh man, I had a lot of fun in New Orleans last time, but I was going through a transition in life, so I was.
You were transitioning. What's up, Ty?
I was having a lot of fun. I was just recently single, and I was having a lot of fun.
Okay,
and I didn't have that was my first Super Bowl, so I didn't really have a lot of responsibilities. I really was just there for.
Oh, turn up!
Back when I used to work with Artie Lang too, so the show was live 10 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Coke.
What?
Yeah. What?
Coca-Cola. No, that was Atlanta.
Coca-Cola. Yes. Yeah.
So that was pretty fun, but
Indianapolis, right? It's just the best.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go to Indy.
Oh,
St. Elmo's.
Yeah, what about Rutherford, New Jersey?
You know, Minneapolis was a lot of fun, and maybe that was just because I had gotten to the point where I was responsible for things and had the ability to have some autonomy, but I wasn't fully responsible for the whole thing. Because once we got to Miami, the whole thing was on me.
Yeah.
And so...
Was that your first one where the whole thing was on you?
Well, Atlanta, it was from like a logistics standpoint, but we were in the studio build. So I had some help on the ground.
Yeah.
Boots on the ground.
Yep.
Miami was all, well, I mean, Trevor was there, but it was all me. So yeah, Miami was fun, but
that was long.
I also think that like we all got COVID too, by the way. Like, probably. Remember we were all sick, but like,
that was
almost,
well,
the
that
whole
was
time.
Like end up being like ground zero for COVID.
Correct.
In the US.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we were all like, I was sick almost that entire time.
You get sick a lot during Super Bowl, huh?
Well, I think it's like stress and long hours, eating like crap, traveling, being outside typically. Mm.
Well, in Miami, I had to share a room with Tyler, so I probably could have contracted a number of things.
Lots of things. But Miami was fun too. But I would say probably Minneapolis was very just selfishly was probably the, okay. Was good. And that was, I think that was the last time Dan passed out the Super Bowl trophy too, right?
Minneapolis.
Yeah.
That was the Eagles.
When and then we went right from there to Pebble Beach. Mm-hmm. That day was... Dan didn't have a good day that day. I feel bad thinking back about that. Like,
the travel?
He did the show Monday after, and he was just on fumes. And he had many a travel issues going from Minneapolis. All he wanted was to just get to Pebble Beach and have a day off. And a connection was missed, not because of his fault. And he ended up going to a different airport, so his car service wasn't there. Oof. And that's not like a uniquely Dan thing, like, because Pebble Beach, you can't really fly into Pebble. You can, but it's like...
What is it? San Francisco?
Right, but then you end up going to San Jose. So basically, we all had car services. So I don't want Dan to sound bougie. But like the whole thing just got... He didn't have a great day there. But those Pebble Beach shows were great. I know you didn't get to go, Mario, but they're very, very early.
But it's just like any other West Coast.
Yeah, I don't know why it felt earlier.
Like, if you're, like, fully outside.
Yeah, there's nothing. Like, you're
like, sitting on a golf
course.
We were
up early in Vegas, in Arizona, in L.A.
Yeah, but you could go inside.
Arizona was pretty much outside. It was freezing in Arizona. Remember those early, early hours?
No, I was in the truck.
Call time was what?
It was cold out there, right, Mark?
Yeah, Derek and I were in the truck.
Oh, absolutely.
Arizona was freezing.
Yep. Wasn't call time 4:30 in Vegas, right? Something like that?
4.
Holy crap.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But Pebble was like generator, uplink truck, like, so you were porta potties. So you're like out there on your own, no facilities.
Wasn't it on like the putting green, basically?
It was the back end of the driving range.
Yeah.
And,
there were some good guests. You guys, they did really well with the guests those weeks.
Yeah, because what we would do is the guys would do a show Monday, travel Monday after the show, have kind of Tuesday as a rest day, tape a bunch of stuff Wednesday, and then do the shows Thursday, Friday live with tapings from Wednesday, and then also they would tape stuff after the show Thursday as well. I think that sounds right. I don't know.
Right.
Anyways, yeah. I don't think we took 2 days off though. I don't know. Anyways,
yeah
there'd be a lot of. There'd be a lot of tapings, and there's just so many people that were there, and we made it so easy for them because we were right there. So, like, we would be ready. If someone's at the, you know, sitting there at the driving range, like, hey, you got 10 minutes? Like, we'll knock it out real quick.
Yeah. Marv?
All right, so going forward to New Orleans for this year's Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Will we have a live studio audience? I thought they brought a ton of energy because sometimes it's super early, right?
Yeah.
And so you're kind of dragging, but the audience, they're so excited to see you,
mm-hmm.
not me, like, but they're see excited. You? No. They're excited to see. It's about me. They're excited to see Dan, and so I was just looking to see whether or not we were, you know, possibly going to have a studio audience for New Orleans.
Dylan,
I mean, I'll be there. I'll clap and stuff.
Ray,
I'll also hopefully be there.
Yeah, no, probably not. Mario.
Yeah, I'll be there.
I'll definitely be there. But to answer your question,
good. We'll all be there except Ray. Go ahead. Damn, New Orleans too.
No, that's a good one.
I have to be there because the gambling podcast. That's the most important thing we do here.
I haven't said anything this whole time.
We got to get a Chad's really good friend with that New Orleans rapper. Who is it?
Kevin Lil Gates. Wayne.
Not
Juvenile.
Kevin Juvenile.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, he goes to like his concerts. He should be the house band.
Wait. So I know for sure.
Chad Ward from Traeger.
Like
that is.
Lil Wayne or Juvenile or Master P. Like somebody's gonna do a concert.
Yeah. Kevin Gates.
Oh,
we're going to another concert.
We got to get in. Yeah.
We got to get into another concert, yeah. Especially with Chad. Chad knew all the words to Post Malone while we were in Las Vegas.
That was fun.
That was a ton of fun right there.
I was
there.
Sleeping. I was asleep.
Oh, you were asleep?
So Arizona, we got into, what was it?
T-Pain. Did you guys go to the Waste Management?
We went into Waste Management and T-Pain. Shout out to Dan's brother.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That was big.
And then this year we went to Post Malone. Mm-hmm. So we only have to go up from there, right? As far as like after parties for Super Bowl?
Yeah, Barry Manilow.
Mm. Okay.
Sounds hot.
Yeah.
So to answer your question, having the studio audience is a goal, and I hope that we can accomplish it. It definitely adds an element.
It does, yeah.
We should just pick random people off Bourbon Street, fill the audience.
Mm-hmm. That one of the problems with Vegas is that it's loud always. So,
or New Orleans?
I'm sorry, did I say Vegas?
Yeah, you meant
New Orleans?
I'm so sorry. I'd be asleep.
Mm. Yeah.
Mario's rubbing off on me. What's up, Mario?
Whoa, Marino.
It was going well. It was going well to that.
Hey, careful, I'm not talking to Derek.
What dates are going?
Careful, Derek.
I'm shutting down.
If DP's listening,
don't
HR.
Don't poke the ocean.
Harold Reynolds is in the building. But no, we want HR. What are you talking about? I don't know. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. Long story short, hopefully we'll have a studio audience in New Orleans. But if we look at like an outdoor, first of all, so last time we were in New Orleans, it was one of DirecTV's like really big blowouts in terms of budget. They took this huge field.
Not in terms of Dylan's morning.
Correct.
Okay.
But that too.
We built three buildings. There was like this mausoleum basketball court. And then there was these two buildings. I'd say they were 60 by 60 each, probably 35-foot ceilings. Wow. One was for Artie's show, Nick and Artie. I think, it was Nick and Artie at that time. Maybe, no, it was just Artie Lane's show at that time. And then the other one was for Dan's show. In the back of Dan's show, Dan used to have an RV that was all, like, pimped out. It was all wrapped, like, had Dan's name and stuff on it, like the show logos and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so that was the back wall, and that was, like, the green room, which I wasn't involved at the time. I'm like, I don't understand how this makes any sense. How is the guest going to get in the green room when it's in the back of the...
Yeah, like, that was kind of an issue. Not an issue, but something that had to be figured out for Vegas, because you could technically bring them in behind the crowd.
Yeah. No, that was never the plan.
I know it was never the plan, but that would, if we didn't have like back entrances, that would be the only way. If we didn't.
I know, but that's why I picked it, because we had back entrances.
Right.
I
know. Duh.
But I'm saying, like, when I showed up there, I was like, oh, we're going to have to bring them behind. And then you're like, no, you're going to do a back entrance. Yeah. So I guess that makes sense.
So, but there was none for the RV. But anyways, it was raining. And there's that infamous video of Michael Irving holding the umbrella from James Lofton bringing it in, because it was pouring rain. I think we got like 5 inches of rain in one day, and it was coming sideways, and it was wild. And but then Michael Irvin's like, there's white stuff on my jacket. And Dan's like, you can't have that, Michael. He's like, no, I cannot. And so we got to make sure it's watertight if we do anything that's outside. Long story short.
Is it warm in New Orleans in February?
You know, it's kind of like Arizona. You think it's warm.
Yes.
And it could be warm,
mm-hmm.
but it could also not be warm.
Very cold.
Yep. So let's bring a jacket, everybody.
Yep.
Or at least a shacket.
Yeah.
Yep. When all of us except go to New Orleans.
Ray.
Well, look, I didn't want to say it out loud.
I'll say it.
Okay.
Uh-oh. All right. Before
I'm
any
sure
more
we
feelings.
Got some new employee we're going to hire between now and then we could bring.
I'm positive.
Yeah. Load up.
I think that's all we got for the 12-15.
Good job, Mario. You made it the whole way through.
Wait, what about Ty? What about Ty going to New Orleans? Oh, okay.
I love Tyler, but
somebody's got to hold it down.
Somebody does need to hold it down. He does struggle to sleep, and the last time he went on the road, that became an issue towards the end of the trip.
Oh, he was asleep?
He wasn't asleep.
Oh, he wasn't asleep.
Until he was asleep.
Oh.
And he'd be asleep. And he was not supposed to be asleep.
Ooh.
But sure that's not the reason he's not going. The real reason is because he has to be here.
Yeah. Mm. Somebody's got to do it for Milford.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. That's all we got for the 12-15 club.
Is that all we have?
Yes, it is.
Dylan, Marvin. You got anything?
You want to leave a little something on the table. Let's go.
Ray, you got...
Marvin's taking over again. For my Ariel, yours truly, Eric Big German, Marvin the Prince, Dylan the Graphics Guy, P.A. Ray. This has been the 12-15 Club. We will talk to you next week.